Basel am Ball, der Podcast von der Host City Basel. In weniger als 100 Tagen fährt UEFA Women's Euro 2025 in der Schweiz an. Am 100 Days to Go Event in Basel hat Nationaltrainerin Pia Sundhage einen Einblick hinter die Kulissen gegeben. Sie erzählt von ihren Erfahrungen als Schwedin in der Schweiz und wie sich die Fußballkulturen der beiden Länder unterscheiden.
So, und auch der nächste Gast werden wir sehen diesen Sommer. Mehr oder weniger, jetzt zum Beispiel auch am 2. Juli, werden alle Augen auf sie gerichtet sein, vor allem auf die Spielerinnen dann auf dem Feld im Joggeli. Und einfach, dass wir schnell so ein bisschen die Flughöhe haben von unserem nächsten Gast. Zur Erklärung an einen Radiokollegen, er kommt aus Deutschland, er ist halb Schwede. Und er hat mir mal erklärt, schau, rein, in Schweden haben wir Königsfamilie, the Royal Family in Sweden. Ich muss nachher auch Englisch reden mit ihr, weil mein Schwedisch ist etwa so gut wie ihr Schweizerdeutsch. Aber das ist okay, beim Englisch finden wir es. Item. Er hat gesagt, schau, wir haben die Royal Family, die thront quasi über alles in Schweden, aber wirklich gerade unten dran kommt die Pia Sundhage. Das ist kein Witz, das ist wirklich so Legendenstatus in Schweden. Sie ist als Spielerin Europameisterin gewesen, 1984. Sie weiss, wie sich das anfühlt, die Trophäe zu lüpfen, vierfache schwedische Meisterin. Und nachher ist sie eben vor allem als Trainerin, als Nationaltrainerin sehr erfolgreich gewesen, mit den USA zweimal Olympiasiegerin geworden, 2008, 2012. Sie hat in Schweden trainiert als Schwedin, in China, zuletzt 4 Jahre in Brasilien. Und jetzt eben seit gutem Jahr steht sie bei den Schweizerinnen an der Seitenlinie. A very warm welcome for Pia Sundhage. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So, I told them you were a European champion in 1984, so you know the trophy. The trophy knows you. Maybe.
Looks good.
A little quiz to start, Pia. Like 2017 in the Netherlands, who won this trophy?
Netherlands.
2022 in England, who won this trophy?
England.
Okay, now we have 2025 in Switzerland. Let's see who's going to win this trophy. And I've brought a number for every guest here on stage, and your number is 2013 or 2013. Maybe you know what maybe is the first question. She was the coach of the Swedish national team, women's national team, as a Swedish woman in Sweden. So you had a home European or a home women's Euro. Normally it's once in a lifetime. Now you have a second in a lifetime or the twice in a lifetime. How was it back then, 2013 in Sweden? What memories do you have?
I have a country that all of a sudden, I would say, the lights on women's football. And it became a little bit of a change. And I can feel the same thing here. The games, the first game against Denmark, for instance, is so much more than a game 2 times 45 minutes. It's a Danish flag, a Swedish flag. We go together and we enjoy the moment and put all the light on the women's football. And I can feel a little bit about the same. That's going to happen, the same thing in Switzerland. And that's the reason why I'm here, because I want to enjoy this specific, unique moment.
So we have 100 days to go from now to train with your players, to scout maybe, and also to think about, for example, the starting 11 for the 2nd July. 100 days to go, where are you with your work?
We have again gone through a change from I've been there for more than a year, and I'm so proud of the Swiss players because they seem not to be afraid of changes. Because I'm throwing them in different system, a different setup, and against different teams. And I think that is a little bit of the, maybe the most important thing when you're hosting the European Championship, because it's a once in a lifetime. And it is to embrace the change. It's if you don't do that, you better start swimming or you sink like a stone, for the times they are changing. Remember that.
So when you say your players, they are not afraid of change. You are such an experienced coach. I've mentioned Brazil, China, Sweden, the US with Megan Rapinoe, Abby Wambach, and so on. Now you are in Switzerland. What's new for you? What's different? What's maybe difficult in Switzerland for you as a Swedish coach?
Well, each team has their flair and their strength. And when I went to US, go for it. You know, they don't know how to lose. When I went in Sweden, well organized everything, and in attack and defending. In Brazil, yeah, they dance pretty much. And here is, if I can bring a little bit of each, I think that because we need a change in this country when it comes to the football, the women's football. I tried to explain, a Swiss player, she's nice. And she tries to do everything we ask them to do and so on. But I love players that surprise me. So that means a Swiss player, she's never very bad, but she's never excellent, great. So right now in the team, we're talking about try to be comfortable to be uncomfortable, because you have never won the European Championship before. So you don't know how it is. So you have to get out of your comfort zone. And that also means you're going to make mistake, and that's okay. If you learn from your mistakes and try to get some support from your teammates, because it's a team sport. So that's my job, to make sure that they make some mistakes at times, but they try differently. And then see what's going to happen.
Let's see. But do you have a goal for this summer?
Well, the goal is to win the next game. The goal is to be your very best. The goal is to enjoy the moment. And with the teams we are facing, Norway, Iceland, and Finland, all four teams could actually advance. And, of course, being a home soul with the big crowds and supporting for Switzerland, that might be the tipping point. And we're going to do our very best, that's for sure.
Very good. So before this event, Pia told me I shall surprise you with something, because normally we have interviews with TV and there is not that much surprise. But jetzt schaue ich schnell zum Heinz über, ob er die nächste Folie einblenden kann. Wir haben gehört, sie ist eine sehr gute Sängerin. You love to sing, you can play guitar. And I think it's time to learn a Swiss song, a Basel song. You're familiar to the national anthem, like Tritt de Morgen.
And it's difficult.
It's difficult. We have a nice, but maybe not so difficult song. We have a Basel anthem.
Okay.
It's Basel on Mimri. Like I have, maybe you can sing, I have a translation in English, or you can try in Basel. Aber ich will mal sagen, vielleicht können wir ihr helfen. Wir singen alle mal, dass we sing and you can listen to the melody and to the text, and afterwards you sing. Also können wir singen alle zusammen das Basel on Mimri. Das Basel on Mimri. Jo, sie
heile Luft so wild und lang,
und der Himmel ist so blau, Basel am Mimri,
Basel am Mimri.
You can sing like the black one is Basel am Mimri in Swiss German. Or you can sing Basel on my Rhine.
Is Basel where on my Rhine.
We sing with you. We sing with you. But you can have the text. Also nochmal alle zusammen mit der Pia Sundhagen.
Basel on my Rhine. Is fit I'd like to be. Where the breeze is mild and warm. And the sky is oh so blue. Oh my
Basel am Rhein.
I needed practice.
You did very, very well. Thank you. So, we love to see you on the 2nd of July in the St. Jakob Park. Thank you so much, Pia Sundhage. Thank you.